Okay, good morning.
Yeah, I
want to thank everyone for joining us, and may the merit of learning Torah be a protection for all of us. We are on Daf Pei Tes, page 89. Let's start again at the two dots on 88B. Again, for half of today's daf, we are going to be discussing further aspects of how the experience of getting the Torah unfolded. What were some of the details of that great revelation? Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi taught us, B'shah sh'ala Moshe l'amaron, at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, Amru Malachi Asharis Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels said before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Mali Elud Isha Beinenu, why should there be a child of woman amongst us? In other words, why give the Torah to human beings? The Torah is something elevated, it's something holy. Human beings are weak, we get angry, we get into fights, We pursue passions and urges. We do aveiros. We say lashon hara. Why should we have the Torah? This should be protected. The Torah should stay with the angels. Amar lahen, God said back to the angels, lekabel Torah ba. The human being is amongst us because he came to get the Torah. Amru lefanav, the angel said before God, chamuda genuza, this precious, hidden away treasure. Shegnuzu lecha tshamios v'shivim v'arba doros kodem shenivra ha'olam, that has been put away for you 974 generations before the world was created. Because really the world should have waited 1,000 generations till the Torah was given. But because the world couldn't survive without Torah after 26 generations, 10 generations from Adam till Noach, and then another 10 generations from Noach till Abram, and then from Noach till Moshe, from Avram till Moshe Rabbeinu, 6 generations. After 26 generations, the Torah was given. But really, it was created 974 generations before the world. Atam avakesh litn levaser b'dam. You're going to give this Torah to human beings. Moenosh ki tizkerenu. This is what the psalmist, King David, says. It's the words of the angels. What is man that you mention him? Uven Adam, and the son of a human being, ki tizkerenu, that you are focused on him. And so the angels say, Hashem Adonenu, God our Lord, Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Haaretz, how great is your name, how awesome is your name on the earth, Asher Tznahotcha L'Hashamayim, that you should place your glory on the heavens. Amala Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, Hachzer Lohen Tshuva, give them back an answer. Amar Lefanav, Moshe said before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Miss Yariani, I'm afraid. Shema Yisrafuni behevel shebepihem. Maybe they'll burn me up with the hot breath that comes out of their mouths. Amar lo, God said to him, Achoz bekisei kvodi, hold my honorable throne. V'chazor lahen shuvah, and give them an answer. Shenamar, the verse says, Ma'achiz pnei kisei, the one who holds the face of the throne. Pir sheis alav anano, he has spread over him his cloud. So in other words, Moshe held on to the throne and God put his protective cloud over Moshe. Amar Rabbi Nachum explained, Melamed Shapir Shaddai Miziv Shechinaso V'Anano Olav. The Almighty spread some of his glory, some of his light and his Shechina upon Moshe. Amar Lefanav, he said to me, Bono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Torah Sha'ata Nosim, the Torah that you're giving to me, Maksiv Be, what does it say in it? Right, so Moshe is arguing with the angels that we should get the Torah. What does it say in the Torah? So Hashem says, it says the Ten Commandments. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisichem Eretz Mitzrayim. I'm God your Lord who took you out of the land of Egypt. Amar lahem, so Moshe turns to the angels. L'mitzrayim yiradetem. Did you guys go down to Egypt? L'parush tabadetem. Were you enslaved to Pharaoh? Torah lama tzehe lachem. What do you need Torah for? And again, Shuv Maksiv, but what else does it say in the Torah? Lo yiloch Elohim achim. Don't have any other gods. Don't worship Christianity or Islam or Hinduism or any of the false gods. Worship God. So Moshe says to the angels, Bein ammatem shurin, are you living in America? Are you living in India? Are you living amongst the nations? Sho'ovdim avodah zarah, that they worship their false gods. So therefore, the Torah doesn't apply to you, it applies to us. Shuv maksivban, what else does it say in the Torah? Zachris yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho. Remember, commemorate this Sabbath day to make it holy. Say Kiddush. Again, klum atim osim alacha. Are you doing work? Sha'atim tzrichim shvus, that you need to have a day of stopping work. Shuv maksivba, what else does it say in the Torah? Lo sisa. Don't bear God's name in vain. Don't swear falsely. When do people start making false promises? When they're in a business dispute. When this one says, you owe me, and the other guy says, I swear I don't. That's when people swear falsely. So Moshe says to the angels, Masu matan yesh b'neichem, do you have business? So it doesn't apply to you that you should be told, don't swear falsely. Shuv maksiv, but what else does it say in the Torah? Moshe asks God. God says, kabbis avich v'simecha, honor your father and mother. So Moshe says to the angels, Aveim yesh lachem, do you have a father and a mother? Or you can understand it in a deeper way, right? Moshe is saying the whole point of Torah is that we have all sorts of challenges. We're in a fight, in a business dispute, so we might have the urge to swear falsely. We have jealousy of somebody else. We might have the urge to go kill the person because we're jealous, we're angry at them. Moshe is saying, angels, you don't have these temptations. You don't have the temptations, so you don't need the Torah. The Torah is not for you. The Torah is for human beings. You don't have the temptation to disrespect parents. We do. So we need to be told by the Torah, honor your parents, make your parents happy. Then Moshe says, Maksim, but what else does it say in the Torah? Lo tirtzach, don't commit murder. Lo tinaf, don't commit adultery. Lo tignov, don't steal. Kina yesh b'neichem, do you have jealousy that would lead to murder? Yetzahara yesh b'neichem, do you have an evil urge that would lead to misbehavior of adultery? So then the angels agreed. Torah belongs with human beings. Shanam, as it says, Hashem Adonainu God, our Lord, Ma'adir Shimcha, how great is your name? But it doesn't say, place your glory on the heavens. So Rav Kook here explains a very powerful point. I mean, what were the angels thinking? Of course, they don't have parents. They don't have the anger issues to be told, don't get angry. They don't have temptation issues to be told, don't commit adultery. Why were they thinking that they should have the Torah? The truth is the Torah can take different forms. The Torah can take the form of being all angelic. That's the whole point of the Zohar and the Kabbalah. Every verse of the Torah is understood as symbolic, as spiritual, as discussions of God's names. The Ramban tells us in his introduction to Chumash that the Torah originally was just a list of names of God. So when the angels say, leave your glory in heaven, the angels are asking, let the Torah stay in a spiritual form, not in a human form. And God tells Moshe, give the angels an answer. And Moshe says, it gives God greater glory. Not that it be in the form of the angels, the spiritual form. It gives God greater glory that we, weak human beings with anger and parenting issues and desires, that we are given a Torah that tells us, conquer your urges, be nice to your parents, don't commit adultery, don't swear falsely. That's a greater Kiddush Hashem. That's a greater sanctification of God's name. That human beings with all of our weaknesses and all of our failures are trying to overcome those failures through the Torah. That increases God's glory more than angels having the Torah in a spiritual form, in a perfect, rarefied form. So miyad, immediately the angels accepted that argument of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol echad v'echad na'asa lo ohev. Each angel became a friend. V'masa lo davar. Each angel gave Moshe Rabbeinu a different gift. Shanamar, and that's what the verse says, Alisa lamarom, you went up to the heavens. Shavisa shevi, you took a captive. Lakachta matanos ba'adam, you took gifts from the people. Bishar shekra'ucha adam, as a reward that they acknowledge that you are adam and you deserve the Torah. Lakachta matanos, you took gifts. In fact, afmalach hamaves masa lo davar, even the angel of death, the angel that appears when there's a plague, killing and killing and killing, he gave a gift to Moshe Rabbeinu, the secret of how to neuter death. Shanam, as it says, Vayitzein es haktores, that Aaron put the incense on the pan when there was the plague after the story of Korach. Vayichaper ala'am, and he atoned for the people. V'omer, in the verse says, Vayamud ben amesim uben achayim, he stood between the dead and the living. He stopped the dead from dying. How did Aaron know the secret that Torah stops a plague? If not for the fact that the angel of death told Moshe Rabbeinu, How would anyone have known? Okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef Halevi. Rabbi Yosef Halevi told further. When Moshe came down from before God, Satan's another name for the angel of death. It's the evil urge. It's that which tries to get us to do the wrong things. That which tries to create disputes and fights. Basatan v'ama lefana, the Satan came and said before him, Ribono shel olam, master of the world, Torah heichan hi. Where is the Torah? So the commentators ask, well, the Satan knows where the Torah is. He was part of the acknowledgement that human beings should get the Torah. He gave Moshe Rabbeinu the secret of the Torah. But the Satan is trying to pick a fight. He says, who's got the Torah now? Because the human beings have it. They're not going to keep it. They're not going to do it in the right way. Amar lo, so God said, no, nisati al aretz, I gave it to the earth. So halach etzel aretz, so the Satan went to the angel of the earth. Amar lo, he said to the earth, Torah echani, who's got the Torah? Amar lo, the angel of the earth said to the Satan, Elokim, heven darka, God understands its ways. It's not with me, I don't have it. Halach etzel yam, so then the Satan went to the angel of the sea. Amar lo, he said to him, Eini madi, the sea said, I don't have it. Halach etzel tahom, he went to the depths of the sea. Amru lo, they also said to the Satan, Ain bi, we don't have the Torah. Shenamar tahom amar lo bihi, the tahom said it's not in me. V'yam amar eini madi, the ocean said it's not with me. Ibadan v'amaves amru, death and desolation said, Baznenu shamanu shima, we've heard of it, but we don't have it. Chazar amru lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, so then the Satan came back and said before God, Chipasti b'chol ha'aretz, I've searched all of earth, v'lo mitzasi, I didn't find anywhere where the Torah is. Amar lo, he said to him, Lech Etzel ben Amram. Go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Halach Etzel Moshe, he went to Moshe. Amar lo, he said to him, Torah shenazan lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heichan hi, the Torah that God gave you, where is it? Amar lo, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, V'chimani shenazan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. What am I that Hashem should give me Torah? In other words, you think I have Torah? I'm not confident that I'm going to succeed in learning Torah. I don't think I own the Torah. I don't think I really understand it. It's beyond me. Amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe badoyata. Moshe, you're misrepresenting things. What do you mean you don't have the Torah? You can't hold the Torah. I gave you the Torah. Amar lefan of Moshe said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Chamuda genuza yesh lecha. This precious treasure you have, Sha'ata mishtasheh b'b'chol yom. And you get so much pleasure from it every day. This is what gives Hashem nachas. What gives Hashem pleasure is Hashem's Torah. Ani achzik tova la'atzmi. Would I be brazen enough to think, I have it. I understand it. I possess it. It's God's plaything. What human being can think that he's a rightful owner, a rightful master of Torah? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. The Almighty said to Moshe, Hoil umiyatitza atzmacha. Since you reduced yourself and you acknowledge that you don't deserve Torah, tikare al shmecha, you will be credited with Torah. Someone who humbles himself, as the Gra writes in his commentary, in the Jewish literature, the Jewish language, a Torah scholar is called Talmid Chacham. What does the word Talmid mean? A student. He should be called a chacham, a scholar. Why a Talmud chacham? Because he's always a student. He always feels he doesn't know. He is always humbling himself. And those who humble themselves and say, we don't deserve Torah, we don't know enough Torah, we wish we could know more, they're the ones who the Torah is called theirs. Shenamar, as the verse says, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. The Torah belongs to Moshe because Moshe acknowledges that he does not rightfully deserve to master or to know the Torah. All right, another lesson. Amar Rabbi Yosef Halevi. Rabbi Yosef Halevi taught further. B'shah shalom Moshe l'amaro. At the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, Mitzvah l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shayakoshek Charim L'Osios. He found God tying crowns to the letters. We know there are certain letters in the special calligraphy of Safros, Shatnez Getz, that get crowns on top of them, on top of the shin, on top of the ayin. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem tying these crowns onto the letters. Amar lo, Hashem said to Moshe, Ein shalom bi'irecha, where you come from, they don't say hello. You just come in, you see what I'm doing, you don't say shalom, you don't say peace to me. Amar lefanav, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, it would be disrespectful for me to say anything to you. Klum yeshevet shenosin shalom l'rabo. Is it respectful for a slave to come in and say, hi, hi master, you know, the king, hello, I'm a nobody, who am I to say hello? Amar lo, so Hashem said, no, even if you're not going to say shalom, you should pray that I should be successful. You should say yashar koyach. Hayo l'chal azreini, you should have been helping me out. Miad amar lo, so Moshe said, I am going to help you out. Vata now, yigdol nakoach Hashem, may the power of God increase. Kasher dibarta lemor, if you've said to explain this that you're doing to create the Torah, to beautify the Sefer Torah, to put crowns on the Torah, alavai, it should grow and it should increase. Am Rabbi Shmuel Levi taught, my dechtiv was the meaning of the verse, Vayara Am, and the people saw, Kiboshesh Moshe laredes minahar, that Moshe was late coming down from the mountain. Al Tikri Boshesh, don't read that Moshe was late. Ela Boshesh stands for Ba'ushesh. The people saw that the sixth hour had arrived, and that's why they made the golden calf. What's the background? B'shah shalom Moshe l'amarom, when Moshe went up to the mountain for the first time, Amalan Yisrael, he told the Jews, L'sof arboim yom, 40 days from now, after 40 days, B'tchila sheish ani ba, the beginning of the sixth hour, I'm coming back. Now what he meant was, there's going to be 40 full days, and then there's going to be another 6 hours. They didn't realize that. They thought it meant 40 days from now. L'sof arboim yom, after the 40 days of now, and Moshe's not back. Basatan virbe v'sa'olam. Satan came and he confused the world to make it look like there's darkness, that Moshe's dying. Amalahan, Satan said to the Jews, Moshe, Rabchem, Moshe, your teacher, Heichan, who, where is he? Amrulo, they said, Alalamar, and we went up to the heaven to get the Torah. Amalahan, the Satan said, Bo Sheish, I'm sorry though, the 6th hour's already arrived and Moshe's not yet back. The people still didn't pay any attention to the Satan. They still believed Moshe would come back. Mace, then the Satan said Moshe died. Still they didn't pay attention to the Satan. Then Then the Satan showed them an image of Moshe Rabbeinu's bed, Moshe Rabbeinu's burial. That's what they said to Aaron. He's a Moshe ish. For this man Moshe, lo yadanu mehayalo, we don't know what happened to him. Amalei ahum rabban l'Rav Kahana. There was a rabbi who said to Rav Kahana, Mishmi alcha, my Har Sinai. Have you ever heard why is the mountain called Har Sinai? It could have been called Har Horeb. Could have been called some other name. Har Shel Torah. Why is it called Har Sinai? So he said, Sinai is the letters Nes, Sin and Samach and Nun. So Amar Lei, Har Shenasu Bonisim LiYisrael. It's the mountain upon which miracles were done for the Jewish people. He said, then no, Har Nisai Miboyle. It should have been called Har Nis. Amar Saeli said, why is it called Har Sinai, Har Shenasu Simin Tov LiYisrael? It's the mountain that a good sign was done for the Jews. He said, no, Har Simanai Miboyle. It should have been called Har Simin. Amalei said, my time of Shlichus Kamai, why weren't Kamai to Rav Papa? Why weren't you in front of Rav Papa? And Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, Demaini Bagadata. They think deeply even on the matters of Agada, not only the matters of law, but the matters of lore, the matters of Jewish philosophy. To Rav Chizdan, Rav Abreja, Rav Huna, Damit Havai, because Rav Chizdan, Rav Abreja, Rav Huna both said, my Har Sinai, why is it called Har Sinai? Har Sheyarda Sina La'akum Alav. It's the mountain upon which hatred from the nations to us came down through. This Gemara is telling us that according to the Gemara, the reason for anti-Semitism is not economic jealousy. The reason for anti-Semitism is not demagoguery. The reason for anti-Semitism is simple enviousness. We are the chosen people. Hashem gave us the Torah. We are living the way of life that God wants human beings to live. And many, many other peoples are jealous. They'd like to say to themselves that they're the ones living the way God wants people to live. And because of that jealousy of the Jewish people, because of what happened at Har Sinai, They'll find all sorts of excuses. They'll claim it's because the Jews are wealthy, or because the Jews are communists, or the Jews are capitalists, whatever it is. These are all excuses, but the underlying source of the anti-Semitism is Har Sinai. Har Sheyarda Sina L'Umos HaOlam. L'Umos HaOlam Olav. This is the mountain upon which the hatred from the nations came down upon, because once we became the chosen people, we accepted the Torah that was offered to them that they didn't accept. There's a resentment, there's an enviousness, and that enviousness takes all these different forms of the anti-Semitism. Used to say, Chamisha Shemos Yeshlo. There are five names for the Sinai Desert. It's called Midbar Tzin. Why is it called Midbar Tzin? Shinitztavu Yisrael Olav. Midbar Tzin. Tzin is from the word Tzivui. This is the desert in which the Jews were commanded to keep Torah. It's called Midbar Kadesh. Why is it called Kadesh? Shinitztavu Yisrael Olav. The Jewish people became holy on this desert because we accepted the Torah. It's called Midbar Kedemos. Shinitma Kaduma Olav. That which was before the world, the Torah, which was 1,000 generations before the world, was given on it. Midbar Paran. Why is it called the desert of Paran? Sheparu v'ravu alei Yisrael. After the Torah was given, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shvu lachem la'aleichem, return to your tents. Jews all went back to be with their wives, and there were many children born. Many, many children were born through the giving of the Torah. And why is it called Midbar Sinai, the desert of Sinai? Sheyarda sina la'akum alav. The hatred from the nations came down because of this mountain. Umashmo, what's the real name of the mountain? It's called Chorev. Upligat Rebavo, that's against Rebavo. Dam Rebavo, Rebavo said, Har Sinai Shmo. The real name is Har Sinai. Lama Nikra Shmo Har Chorev. Why is it called Har Chorev? Sheyar Dachur Vala Akum Alav. Destruction came down to all the nations because of it. In other words, as the Rif explains, they were also offered the Torah. And they refused it. The Edomites said, what does it say in the Torah? Don't murder. We want to murder. The Ishmaelim were told, what does it say in the Torah? Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. They said, we want to do these things. So they refused the Torah. They were given the option of getting the Torah. And because they refused, ultimately they're going to be destroyed. And so that's why it's called Chorev, the mountain of ultimate destruction, for those who refuse to live by the moral code of the Almighty. All right, so now going back to the Mishnah. After this beautiful interlude of talking about Har Sinai, we had in the Mishnah Asmachtas, different laws that there is a hint to in a verse. So one of the things that the Mishnah said was, how do we know that when the goat to the wilderness is sent out to the wilderness, a red string is tied on its horn? This is on Yom Kippur. And that's because of the verse, if your sins will be as red as scarlet, they'll turn as white as snow. How do we know that you tie a red string on the top of the Sar Mishtaleach? And so the Gemara, the verse says, if your sins will be like the scarlets, they will turn as white as snow. Why does it say kashanim? It should say kashani. So Amar Reb Yitzchak, right? Shani is scarlet. Shanim is scarlets. It's plural. Amar Reb Yitzchak explained. Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem tells the Jewish people, Im yuchatzoeichem kashanim alalu shesduros uvos misheshes meibreshes vadachshav. Even if you have many, many sins as all these years from the creation till now, we're in the year 5780, and each year at 365 days, and each day at 24 hours, you have, you know, tens of thousands, if not millions, of hours and moments, many, many, many sins. Even if you have all these sins, kashanim, sins like all these years, I'll forgive you on Yom Kippur and they'll be turned as white as snow. Kashela gelbinu. Darash Rava. Rava interpreted another verse, the beginning of that verse. Ma'idichte, what's the meaning of the verse? L'chuv na'avni vachcha yomar Hashem. Let us go and let's have a conversation. Literally, nivacha means let's have an argument, a disputation. God says, if your sins will be as scarlet, they'll turn as white. I'm Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak explained, I'm Alema Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. God tells the Jewish people, Em yuchatzeichem kashanim alalu, if your sins will be like these years, shesduro suvoth, misheshes meibreshes vadachshav, that they've been prepared from the 6 days of creation till now. You have so many sins, like so many years. I'm sorry, I skipped here. So, What's the meaning of L'chuvna v'mivacha yomai Hashem? Let's go and have a conversation. Why does it say L'chuna? Let us go. Please, let's go. Bo'u nami bo'ele. It should be, please come. And why does it say Yomer Hashem? Hashem should say. It should be Amar Hashem yibo'ele. God did say. Rather, it's loss of love in the future. Yom Lema Kadosh Baruch Li Yisrael. God's going to tell the Jews. L'chuna etzel avoseichem. Go to your ancestors. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yochichu etzchem. And let them rebuke you. V'yomru l'fanav, and the Jews will say, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the world, Eitzel Minelech, who are we going to go to? Eitzel Avram, to Avram Avinu, does he love us enough? Does he love us enough for us to go to him? To Avram, who said, Yodo atetek ger yazaracha, you should know that your descendants will be strangers in a land not their own. V'lo bikish rachmim aleinu. And he didn't daven for us. He didn't say, no, God, don't do that. He didn't love us enough. When God said to Avram, the Jews are going to be exiled in Egypt, did Avram respond with God, please don't do that? He didn't. He just accepted it. So he's going to be the one to give us rebuke. The Gemara is telling us an amazing thing. You can only get rebuke from someone that you know loves you. If you know that that person loves you and he gives you rebuke, you'll accept it. But if you don't feel that he loves you, you're not going to accept the rebuke from that person. So the Jewish people are told, go to Avram Avinu to get rebuke. They say, does Avram Avinu love us enough? He didn't defend us when there was a terrible decree against us. Eitzel Yitzchak, should we go to Yitzchak? Birchas Esav, Yitzchak gave a blessing to Esav. He gave Christianity all its power. Look what they did. The blood libels, the pogroms, the Spanish Inquisition, the Holocaust. And it says, Vaya Kasher Tarig, Yitzchak said to Yitzchak, when Yaakov is lower in holiness, you'll be able to overcome him. V'lobikish rachmim aleinu. Yitzchak didn't daven for us. Eitzel Yaakov, you want us to go to Yaakov? Shamartalo, you told Yaakov, Anochi Eridimcha Mitzrayim, I'm going to go down with you into Egypt. And the Jews are going to be enslaved there. V'lobikish rachmim aleinu. Yaakov didn't daven for us. He didn't beg God, don't do that. Eitzel Minelech, who do you want us to go get rebuke from? Our ancestors didn't love us enough. Achshav Yomer Hashem. So God says, okay, come to me. Come to me. Nobody loves you the way I love you. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God tells the Jews, Ho'alu plisam atzmachem bi. If you feel that way, that you can only rely on me, and you know that I love you so much, and you're dependent on me, im yu chatzeichem kashanim, even if your sins are like these years, piles and piles of sins, Kasheleg Yalbinu, they'll turn as white as snow. I'm Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, I'm Reb Yonasan. Another lesson about how our ancestors in the future are going to advocate for us. I dechtiv, what's the meaning of the verse in Isaiah? Ki ata avinu, for you are our father. Ki Avram lo yidanu, Avram didn't know us. Yisrael lo yakiranu, Israel didn't recognize us. At Hashem Avinu, you, God, are our Father. Goaleinu me'olam shemecha, our Redeemer from ever is your name. Blessed love in the future, Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram. God's going to tell Avram Avinu, Banecha chatuli, your children, Avram, have sinned against me. Amar lefanav, Avram Avinu says, Ribono shel Olam, if that's what happened, done. Yimach al kedusha shemecha. Let them just die, be erased. And it will sanctify your name. People will see that if they just don't listen to God, they get punished. Amar, God said, Amar li Yaakov, maybe let me talk to Yaakov. Maybe Yaakov will defend the Jews. Tahavol etzar gidul ban. Because Yaakov had so much pain trying to raise his children. He had so much pain. Yosef fighting with Yehuda and all the difficulties. And the harder something is, the more you invest in it, the more you love it. So Yaakov Avinu invested so much in raising Klal Yisrael. Maybe he'll defend Klal Yisrael. Amar, so Hashem says to Yaakov, Amar Le, right? Efshe debo rachmi alei, maybe Yaakov will pray for them. Amar Le, so Hashem tells Yaakov in the future, Banecha chatu, your children sinned. Amar lefanav, Yaakov says to God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the world, and I can't do anything. Yimachu al kedusha shemecha, let them be erased for the sanctification of your name. Amar, God says, Lo besavei tamei, the elders don't have any good understanding. That's Avram Avinu, the grandfather, doesn't have a good understanding. And the young ones don't have any good counsel. Yaakov Avinu doesn't have any good ideas. So God goes to Yitzchak. He says to Yitzchak, Banecha chatuli, your children sinned against me. Amar lefanav, Yitzchak says before God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the world, Banai, my children, v'lo banecha, not your children. It's your children, not my children. They're yours. Hashem, it's Klal Yisrael. They have a piece of you inside of them. When they had that love and they said, we're going to do before we even hear. Karasa lahem, you called them my children. Bini b'chori, my son, the firstborn. All of humanity are children of God, but the Jews are the firstborn. And just like the firstborn has to teach the rest of the children in the family, the Jewish people have to teach all of humanity. Achshav now, banai v'lo banecha. Now they're my children, but not your children. Odin, furthermore, and now Yitzhak defends the Jewish people. Kamachatu, how bad could it be? How much did they sin? Kamashnosav shalad. How long does a person normally live for? Shivim shana, 70 years. So that's it. There's 70 years here. Dal Asherim, take away the first 20. The low honor shalai, we know God doesn't punish for the sins done before the age of 20. Pashul uchamshin, you're left with 50 years. Dal Asherim uchamshin levasa, take out 25 of those years. It's night. People sleep at night. Pashul Asherim uchamshin, you're left with 25. Dal tartisu yuplalga, take away 12 and a half. 12 and a half of a person's years of life are either davening, eating, going to the bathroom. They can't do sins then. What's left is 12 and a half years. You know what? Let's split it up. But God, if you take those sins, fine. But if not, but I have half the sins. Let half be on you. And if you're going to say, no, I'm not taking them, it should all be on you, Yitzchak, fine. I gave my life already. HaKrivis Nafshi Kamach, I gave my life during the Akedah. And the fact that I have the merit of Mesiris Nefesh, that should wipe away all the Jewish sins. And that will work. And God is going to ultimately redeem the Jewish people in the merit of Yitzchak's sacrifice of self. Pasu v'amru, so the Jewish people are going to say, Yitzchak, ki ata avinu, you're the one who's our father. You're the one who stands up for us. Amlem Yitzchak, and Yitzchak's going to say, no. Acha ata mekal simli, instead of you praising me, kalsu l'akadosh baruch hu, praise the Almighty. Umach v'luhu Yitzchak, l'akadosh baruch hu be'inayu. Yitzchak's going to point to God in front of their eyes. V'yad nasu enem lamarom. And the Jews are going to lift up their eyes to the heavens. V'omerman, they'll say, Ata Hashem Avinu, you God are our Father, Goalenu, our Redeemer, Me'olam Shemecha, forever and from ever is your name. Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Torah the name of Reb Yochanan, Roi Yo Yaakov Avinu Lerd Mitzrayim B'shal Sholol Shol Barzel, our Father Yaakov, who went down to Egypt, should have gone down in chains of iron. Elashashuso Garmalo, but because of his great merits, he came down in a much more pleasant way, knowing that his son was the viceroy in the chariots of the king himself. The Siv, as the verse says, Bachavle Adam Emshachem, in the chains of man I will drag them, Bavuso Sahava, on the ropes of love. Ve'er Yelahem, and I'll be for them, Kimrime Ol, Alechayehem. And I'll be for them like ve'et elav ochil. In other words, because of the great affection for Adam, for Yaakov, I'm going to pull them down to Egypt in soft chains and chains of mercy. And all of these difficulties that the Jews are going to have in Egypt, it's like a person who helps his animal by lifting up the yoke that's on top of the animal. And so to God, even though he put us under such terrible difficulties of slave labor and torture in Egypt, he also gave us the strength to withstand all that slave labor, all that torture. It's a very beautiful story about the Skulena Rebbe, Skusa Yagan Aleinu, Rabbi Portugal, who was thrown into jail by the Romanian government for the crime of adopting Jewish orphans and giving them a life and teaching them Torah. So the Romanians, Yimach Shemam, threw him into jail, and they claimed that he was causing Jews not to be in the Romanian army. So they put him into jail. So when he was in jail, he was saying Psukim de Zimra, and he was reading Baruch Shamar, and he read the sentence, Baruch Gozer Umakayim. So he read it as a play on words, Blessed is God Gozer, who makes decrees, difficult decrees, and fulfills them. How could it be that? We thank God for making the decree, and then also for doing that decree. So he, as he was thinking, he had another thought. He said, Baruch, blessed is God that goes there. Whatever decree he gives, Mekayim means he sustains us. He gives us, with that decree, the strength to overcome that decree. That if he put us in this particular situation, he's also boosting our strength to overcome the challenge of this situation. And that's what the Gemara is saying here, that God in his love for the Jewish people, it's like a farmer who has a cow, and his cow is pulling a yoke, is pulling a plow, it's heavy, and the farmer lifts the plow a little bit to give a little boost to the animal and what it's doing. The same thing, God put us down into Egypt, gave us a decree, very difficult decree, but he also gave us the strength at the same time. He gave us a boost of strength to overcome the decree. Baruch, blessed is God, that even when goes there, he's Makayim, he also gives us the strength to overcome the difficult Gzeirah. Okay, now going back to the Mishnah, to the topic of the amount, what is the minimal amount of an item that's prominent, and if you carried out that amount from the private domain to the street, you would be chayiv on Shabbos. Hamotzi Eitzim, person takes out pieces of wood, enough to cook a light egg. Right, a little couple of twigs, enough to make the fire to cook the light egg. Tavlin, a person who's taking out spices, how much spices is prominent? Enough spices to spice up a light egg. And when start from Zamzen, all the different spices can combine with each other to be the requisite amount. Klipia gozim, the peels of walnuts. Klipia rimonim, the peels of pomegranates. Istim. Istim is some type of a dye plant. I think it's called safflower. Pua. I don't know what pua is either. It's also some type of dye plant. Kedelitzba ben beged katan, enough to make out of these plants. Enough dye to paint the smallest garment. What's the smallest garment? The smallest garment is the top of the hairnet that a married woman wears, the top of the snood, pisvacha. Meiraglayim, somebody who carries out urine. This is a type of detergent. Neser, it's a type of red dirt. Boris. Boris is also a type of a plant that's used to clean. Kmulia, it's also types of plants. And ashlag. Also, k'delechabes beged katan, enough of it to clean a small garment. What's the small garment? The small garment is pisvacha, the amount to cover the top of the hairnet. Rabbi Yudom Yudah says, k'delechaber sakesem, even less, enough of the detergent to take out a stain. If a woman is checking herself to see if she has blood, so maybe the bedikah cloth will be stained. So enough of this detergent to put on the stain to possibly clear it from the garment. Says the Gemara, Tzinina Chada Zimna, we've already seen this measurement. Let's say in regards to a reed. We said a reed, the smallest amount of reed that's prominent is a reed big enough to make out of it a pen. And if the reed is cracked, you can't make out of it a pen. The smallest amount of reed that's prominent is a reed enough to make a little bit of a fire to cook a light egg. So we already saw this measurement. As we learned earlier, kaner reed de lasus komus, big enough to make out of it a pen. Vimaya av, and if it was thick, omerusas, or if it was cracked, kide lavashal beitz akal shal beitz, enough to make a fire to cook a light egg. Trufa, we're talking about really cooked, really quick cooking. We're talking about an egg that's already scrambled and asuna beilfus, and it's placed into a pot with hot oil. Answer the Gemara Ma'ad, the Talmud thought to say, hasamudu lo chazi lamidi, there. It's because a reed you can't do for anything. You can't use a reed for anything other than a little fire. But in regards to wood that you can use out of these, you know, pieces of twigs, you can use it for the finger of a key. So maybe a few kolshu, even a little bit of a twig, even less than the amounts of twigs needed to make a little fire to cook a scrambled egg, is already prominent. Kamash on that note, the twigs also are only prominent if it's the size to cook a scrambled egg. Okay, Adkan, Daf Peites in Mesech.